Welcome to Always Faithful on AM 630 KCIS. Ladies, get ready for your weekly dose of high-energy inspiration and encouragement as together we affirm the faithfulness of God. And now, here's Athena.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with me today, and welcome to the place where we never grow weary of affirming the faithfulness of God. This month of March, we're going to be highlighting some Redemption Press authors who have stories to share that I believe will encourage you in new ways to see the faithfulness of God and rejoice in it. My guest today is Shirley Mozina, author, speaker, and grief expert with the National Ministry Grief Share. This is one woman who has walked through an amazing journey of trauma, loss, and grief, only to find God so faithful to redeem and restore. We're going to be hearing about her second book today, Beyond Second Chances, and hear her story of traumatic loss and God's profound faithfulness. So quick, text or call a friend, have them tune in. We're going to give away one copy of Beyond Second Chances to the first caller who calls in to 844-831-3777. Again, the first caller that calls in leaves their name, phone number, and email address at 844-831-3777 will win a free copy of Beyond Second Chances. Now, if you're in Seattle, you're listening on AM 630 KCIS. We're live streaming online at kcisradio.com. Our website is alwaysfaithfulradio.com. You can like us and follow us on Facebook at Always Faithful Radio. And my Twitter handle is Athena_ontheair. So we're going to go ahead and pray and get started. Lord, thank you so much for Shirley's story of absolutely amazing faithfulness on your part. Lord, you're so good when you give and you take away. I just can't help but have that song ring in my heart. You give and you take away. You give and take away. And that is what you're going to hear, that redemption, even in the midst of such loss. Thank you so much, Lord, for speaking that story through Shirley and proving yourself faithful in her life for us all to see. I thank you so much for this time and pray that you would bless each woman who hears this show. And I pray that you would just glorify your name during our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I am so excited to have Shirley in my office, actually, where we're recording today. So, Shirley, welcome to Always Faithful.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. So, we are talking about your second book, Beyond Second Chances, Heartbreak to Joy. And I just love some of the... I mean, I've heard your story, and I haven't read the whole book, but there's so many key things that I just think are so important for us as women, especially if we are in a place in our lives where we're single and waiting on God to work a miracle or whatever. You've got such, it's such a powerful message, and I just want to jump right in and ask you to start by telling us, obviously this book that we're talking about is based on your story. So yes. Tell me quickly, just kind of the bottom line of your story and God's faithfulness in all of that.
Okay. Well, I was married for 40 years to my first husband. We had a interesting marriage. The first 20 years were really difficult. Mm. But we figured out some things, communication things, and together we made it a better marriage. Mm-hmm. I talk about that and some suggestions to help people through their marriages, because no marriage is perfect, and but some are certainly better than others. So we figured it out, though there were still some spots that were never quite smoothed over, because you can't undo things that were happened in the past. Right. But when my husband became very ill, we knew that we had done everything that we could have possibly done or said, and I had to say goodbye to him, but I said it with no regrets.
That's good. So then, so that was your first, so 40 years of marriage.
Yes.
20 good, 20 not so good, 20 good.
Yes.
But, and that ended well. And
yes.
You grieved well?
I grieved well. I did all, I journaled, retraced some of our steps. One of the interesting things that happened was I was hired at the company where my late husband had worked for 35 years.
Wow.
I was able to walk where he walked and talk to the people that he worked with, and that was a wonderful process that really helped me. I also took grieving classes.
Good.
Learned more that way. Good. About what to do. And about 2 years later, I was ready to be married again.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us how that went.
When my first husband, Bill, passed away, I was sure that there was no one that could possibly fit his shoes. He was talented, he was loving, and he was a prince above all, I thought. So after 2 years, I realized, well, this isn't so good. I don't really like being by myself. I like being married. Mm-hmm. So I joined an online matching service.
Okay.
And met a man.
Uh-huh.
His name was Blair.
Okay.
It was a whirlwind courtship. It was unbelievable how much we had in common. He loved my story, and I loved his. He only lived 10 miles away from where I lived.
Wow.
Never would have met except for on that online site.
Huh.
So we were married after 6 months, and it was wonderful. We traveled together. He was still working full-time. Took a trip to South Africa, actually.
Wow.
And went on a safari, and it was just a wonderful time. We were still in the honeymoon stage of our marriage. And 1 month after we returned from that six-week trip to South Africa, Blair complained of a headache and within moments was unconscious.
Wow.
1 day later, he died.
Wow.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Why is God doing this to me? I went through one loss. I worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I met this perfect man that I thought we were going to enjoy at least 20 years more together.
And you were how long into the marriage when this happened?
17 months.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now, in case you've just joined us, you're listening to Always Faithful Radio. This is Athena Dean Holtz, and we are talking today to Shirley Mozina about her book, Beyond Second Chances, Heartbreak to Joy, talking about grieving and, oh my gosh, loss, major loss. So how did you deal with that?
It wasn't easy at first. I won't be honest and say, oh, thank you, God. You took him away and we had something good. No, I did a lot of questioning. God, why are you doing this?
You had to be angry with God. How could you not?
I was angry at God. But through that all, I had this sense of peace, truly.
Hmm.
Even though I did question him, you know, widow is not a very good term. I don't like that term. I mean, they've named spiders after that, after all.
Okay, so how long did it take you to process through that loss?
That took a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up writing my first book, actually, because of that. I thought, this is a love story that needs to be told. And everybody likes a love story. Don't you like a love story?
Yeah.
So that was part of my process through that. In fact, after about 2 years, I thought, okay, 2 years. I've worked through my grief. I've taken the classes. I went to counseling. I wrote this book. I'm all ready to go. I joined a the same online matching service and met somebody.
And
it was it wasn't right.
Okay.
I tried to help God by, okay, he's this, therefore it will be okay.
Yeah, I relate to that. So, and I'll bet there's somebody listening right now that has been there where you've figured out in your mind that, wow, I picked the right guy and I can help God out here and I can kind of take things into my own hands. And I want to hear what happened with that.
Right. Well, I met this man. He even was from the same town as my second husband was. And it's a small town in Southern California. The chances that that happened, I just thought, this is a God thing. It's wonderful. And he was, at first, he seemed like he was the right man. And very soon after we met, he asked me to marry him. And I thought, oh, it's the same as with Blair. Yes. I said yes. And so I didn't see too many things at first, but my family seemed to think that there was somebody better. Somebody, it didn't seem my type, I guess is the easiest way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But I stubbornly pursued it because I thought, oh, come on, he fits the criteria.
Wow.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. Okay, now we have about a minute before we're going to take a break.
Okay.
So what, your family was kind of rumbling a little bit.
Yes, okay. My siblings accepted it. My daughter very much resisted it. And one morning, 5 weeks before we were to be married, I said a prayer to God. I was reading scripture and I thought, okay, God, I haven't said this, but if this marriage is out of your will, then you're going to have to take care of it because I can't do it. I can't break it off because I don't know why I'm breaking it off. But if that's your will, I'm leaving it in your hands. That very evening, this man called me and said, I can't do it.
Wow. Wow. Well, now that's an answer to prayer.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we will be right back. Again, this is Always Faithful Radio. I'm Athena Dean Holtz, and we are talking today to Shirley Mozina about her book, Beyond Second Chances. And wow, what a story. And there's more to this story that you're going to want to hear. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Forever you faithful.
Hi, this is Shannon Etheridge, relationship coach, speaker, and author of over 20 books, including the million-copy best-selling Every Woman's Battle series. It was over 15 years ago that I was struggling to navigate through this publishing world, and Athena Dean was one of the first people that I encountered in this industry. Now, we've stayed in touch ever since then because she was such an encourager then, and she's still an encouragement to me today. What a mover and a shaker for God's kingdom. And I have no doubt that Redemption Press is living up to its name.
Has anyone ever told you you should write a book? Athena Dean Holtz here, and I've been involved in the publishing industry as an author, blogger, coach, and publisher for over 25 years. One thing I've found is everyone has a story. It just takes the right team to help get it onto paper and then into a book that has the potential to touch lives. Give us a call today. The toll-free number is 844-2-REDEEM. That's 844-273-3336. Like us on Facebook or visit our site at authorsincharge.com. We would love to walk with you through your publishing journey.
Author and speaker Liz Curtis Higgs here, and you are listening to Always Faithful with Athena Dean Holtz on AM 630 KCIS.
Faithful, forever you faithful.
Now back to more of Always Faithful with Athena Dean on AM 630 KCIS.
All right, we are back at Always Faithful Radio. Athena Dean Holtz here, and we are talking to Shirley Mozina about her book Beyond Second Chances, which is based on her story of major loss, two times major loss. Now, like we heard right before we went to break, what was going to be a marriage fell apart, but it was an answer to prayer. And what I love about that is God is so faithful mm-hmm. to answer that prayer. You had all these red flags that you really didn't want to see.
Right.
And then, but you were willing to surrender.
I was.
And that's huge. Tell me a little bit more about that process.
Well, after I received this phone call, of course I was in shock. But I remembered that prayer. Mm. And it was a reminder. So I took the weekend off. It was actually on Good Friday. And I decided, I'm not going to pretend like everything's just fine. I am going away by myself. And so I did. I took myself to a little place called the Oregon Gardens, and I got a room, and I walked through the barren, this was springtime, early spring, walked through the barren gardens and thought about what my hopes were gone. I thought, this is my plan. I'm going to get married again. I'm going to be with somebody. I'm going to have the companionship. And yet I prayed that prayer, and it was, I needed to surrender that to him. And I wish I had the scripture verse in front of me, but it was something about you need to, I sat on the brooch and waited. And he spoke to me and he told me, Shirley, it's up to me to do this for you. You don't need to help me.
Hmm.
So it wasn't long before I realized this is the right thing. God loves me so much. He protected me from something that would have been, I think, pretty horrendous.
Yeah. But here you were. I mean, you'd gone through loss number one, loss number two, and here was another loss.
Yes.
I mean, what seemed like a loss.
Yes.
But it was a blessing in disguise.
Yes, it was.
And it was a faithful God who was protecting
you.
I love that. So then what happened?
Well, there was a little bit of a pride issue here, too. Why wouldn't this person want to be with me? You know, I didn't break it off. He broke it off.
Right.
Ooh. Is that how you want to do it, God? Well, it was just a matter of, okay, this is how it is going to be. And I began to realize, I looked around, I have a beautiful home, I've written a book, I've learned something new, and I enjoy my new avocation, and I started to surrender it to God. I did go on dates, I still did some of that, and I began to be pretty confident about meeting men and talking to them. I was only 19 the first time I got married, mm-hmm. so this was kind of a new experience.
Right.
And I began to realize that I'm okay all by myself. If this is what God wants, then I'm willing to do that.
Surrender again. So
yes.
It's been kind of an ongoing surrendering process. You surrendered just by even saying the prayer, Lord, not my will but yours.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yes.
Nice. Okay. We're going to take a... No, we're not. Okay. Okay, I'll fix that. You're listening, in case you just tuned in, to Always Faithful Radio. This is Athena Dean Holtz, and we are talking today to Shirley Mozina. And we're talking about her book, Beyond Second Chances. And we're going to get to the happy ending of this
yes.
story, which is really exciting. So, okay. You had to surrender once, surrender twice. You kind of had this ongoing surrender thing to
yes.
let go of this marriage that was not God's will for you.
Yes.
So then, and then you're surrendering even ever getting married again.
That is true.
Okay, so then what happened?
Well, after a heart-to-heart talk with my pastor, who pretty much summarized what I've already said, that sometimes God doesn't do this another time, a third time. In fact, he said, Shirley, you had two men who loved you very much. You had that Cinderella story. What makes you think that you should have another one?
Oh,
well, I wanted...
I want one!
So that's exactly... After a while, I began to think, okay, maybe there is somebody. And I actually said to God, okay, I'm going to try this one different matching service, online matching service, and it's up to you. If this happens in this six-month period of time, I put some money out there, then I'm willing to just go on my life the way it is. So about 2 weeks after I joined this matching service, guess who comes into view? This wonderful-looking man who sounded like he might be a match. And indeed, he was.
Mm. And so, how long was it from the time you finally said, okay, if you want me to stay single, I'll do that, to the time that you actually met Jim?
About 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh! Okay, that, I love that. I just love how God, and you didn't do it in order to get God to change his mind.
No, I've learned that that doesn't work.
Okay,
that's
so
not
you,
the right way.
So you surrendered just because you knew that's what you had to do to get right with God, was to just surrender it and let him have his way.
Exactly.
Wow. And so now you've been married how long?
We've been married, we just celebrated the 29th anniversary of our first date. 29 months,
okay, good.
Yes.
You're not that old.
We've been married 2 years and 2 months.
Wow, and I remember seeing it on Facebook when you announced that you were getting married, or maybe it was pictures from your wedding, and at that point, I was still wondering, God, are you ever going to bring me my knight in shining armor? And so I remember that, and that was such... It was just, I'm like, she found somebody, so I know, God, you can do that, even though, you know, I had to go through that same surrender thing you did.
Yes.
Gosh, so we've got a few minutes left, what would you say to someone who's listening today, who's really struggling and really wanting to believe God for a companion, a mate, someone that they could walk the rest of their lives with?
Well, first of all, I want to remind you that God promises that he will be your husband, promises that in Isaiah. And I clung to that times, even when I was in my rocky marriage, where my husband really wasn't behaving like my husband. He was not the kind that I desired. But I can promise you, I can't promise you that you're going to meet your Mr. Prince Charming, but you want to be in God's will. And you need to accept where you are right now. And it might be that he brings somebody into your life. It might be that you're going to be contented to be by yourself with him as the perfect husband.
So I just love the faithfulness of God that exudes from your story of grieving and loss and surrender and just God's gift to you. And that's just... makes my heart happy. So, okay, if people want to get in touch with you, where's the best place to connect with you online?
The best place is ShirleyMozina.com. It's got all of my books available there. My blogging site is there, and you can connect with me via email.
All right, and you're on Facebook too, right?
I am on Facebook.
Perfect.
And LinkedIn and Twitter.
All right. Great. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. It's just been a delight.
It's been wonderful to be here. Thank you.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what. I just love Shirley Morzina and her heart to minister such grace and such encouragement to those who have lost and are still feeling a little bewildered about the grieving process. So I hope that encouraged you. Not to say everyone's story is going to end like hers, but what an example of God's faithfulness to just walk through those devastating losses and restore her. Well, I'll tell you what, next week you're going to meet another Redemption Press author, marriage and family therapist, Dr. Nick Eno. His new book, The Orphan Syndrome, Breaking Free and Finding Home, is just such a powerful message for those of us who are still maybe struggling a little bit with wounds from our childhood, wounds from our early adult life that just seem to get in the way of us fully grasping God's love. And wow, if you've been wounded and if you've experienced a broken heart and disconnection and restlessness, or you know someone and that describes them well, then you really need to tune in next week and hear more from Dr. Nick Eno and his personal story and the stories contained in the book illustrate God's faithfulness in just some stunning ways. So I am so excited to introduce you to Dr. Nick Eno next week.
So it is time to wrap up today. Thanks for spending your Friday afternoon or Sunday morning with me. This is Athena Dean Holtz on Always Faithful Radio. You can reach me at alwaysfaithfulradio.com or by calling 1-844-831-3777. So join me next week, Friday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 a.m. as we continue to affirm the faithfulness of God.
Thank you for listening to Always Faithful Radio with Athena Dean. Listen next week at this same time to be encouraged once again in the faithfulness of God.